Okay. We're holding here in Simin Sari Dalid. Zeich lechave neged Eretz Yisrael. Kumuli spalel imaya omi v'chus aretz yachzer panav k'neged Eretz Yisrael. So we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is felt the most in the Makom HaMikdash. So if you're in chus aretz, you face Eretz Yisrael. V'yichavin gam yidu yushalayim v'lamikdash. Not just anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, you're yushalayim. Hey, Om Yer Tzisrael, Yaxi Vanav the Knegi Yerushalayim. If you're in Yer Tzisrael, so you're in Tel Aviv, you face, Yerushalayim. Yichav Yikam L'Mikdash, the basic Kodesh HaKodashim. Hey, Om Yer Yerushalayim, if you're in Yerushalayim, Yaxi Vanav L'Mikdash. Yichav Yin Gam Kino Vez Kodesh HaKodashim. Hey, Om Yer Achori HaKapores, Maxi Vanav L'Kapores. You're always trying to dive in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, like I said, is felt there. So that's why we have a din to dive in the Kivun, Mikdash. The Gemara Brachos of Lamed brings this halacha down. The Rambam brings it at the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, the very first few halachas, and there are some achronim, including the Rav, who thought that it's definition of Tefillah on a Doraisa level. Tefillah in the Torah is a daven keneged, and she thought it was very important to try to do that. Technically, if you're standing at the Kotel, so it depends where you are. If you're inside, so you can daven straight. You're outside, so Makom HaMikdash isn't straight. It's really towards your left. There are people who daven towards the left, but that's not so standard. Most people daven straight. And this is a big issue in general. When you build a building, there's certain rules, laws, regulations. You can't always have your, building facing exactly Eretz Yisrael. So if you live in Brooklyn and everything is like a grid, it's like the blocks are straight. So what do you do? The Old Beis Medrash in YU and not the Glock Beis Medrash,
Right.
right, thank you. So the Beis Medrash was facing kind of the diagonal. Most of years I'm inside Dalit. So what do you do? So this is the debate. The Mishmur says it's better to daven towards Eretz Yisrael, but it's only if the Tzibur all does that. The Tzibur does that. If the Tzibur doesn't, the Mishmur says it's better to daven with the Tzibur. In YU, Rav Schachter was like considered one of the is considered one of the main poskim, and he felt you should daven towards following Rav David Lifshitz, if you know the name, so European Rosh Yeshiva, the Slovak Rav. So they would always daven towards Eretz Yisrael, even at the expense of putting their back to the Aron, because they would stand on the right side of the Beis Medrash, and they would face the corner with their back to the Beis Medrash, to the Aron Kodesh, which is something that some poskim are against. The most poskim, in most shuls, it's not exactly mechuvan, but you just daven straight to the Aron. That's the, I guess, accepted, what most people do. The Mishmur says you should daven towards Eretz Yisrael, but only if the Rov HaTzibur does. In the old Beis Medrash, so we had it was split. The Talmidim of Shachter daven there, the other people daven straight, and I think President Joel once said either HaKadosh Baruch Hu was laughing. Are crying. Lemaisa, there is a debate what to do. If you assume that it's a Kiyum Daraisa, you might be more inclined to try to dive in towards it. So even at the expense of what other people are doing, maybe it's not a problem of Yura, maybe you're doing the right thing, or maybe yes. I saw Rosh Hashanah is quoted here in the Dirshu was saying, he was asked the following question. The Yerushalayim is northeast. So you can either make the Aron north or east, it won't be mechuvan, but then it'll be a normal layout. If you do it northeast, you'll have less seats in the shul. So he said you shouldn't have less seats in the shul. You should do it normal. All the doros people weren't mechavin, they weren't mechavin exactly. And the mechav was a problem. And in Europe, they would always have it to the east. The problem is many parts of Europe, certainly if you're getting into Russia, Israel is actually south, not east at all. Meaning if you're in England, so England, Israel is east. Even then, it's southeast. Eretz Yisrael southeast, but they were davening to the east, even though they were north of Eretz Yisrael. So b'chal, it seems like over the course of generations, people weren't so machmir on this. So he said we shouldn't be machmir. This is a question in general. We have like the ability now. We have most people have on their cell phone. They can take out a little tefillah compass. So we have the ability. Our tefillin can be so much more square than Moshe Rabbeinu's. So should we make them more squares? So why not? So what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu had tefillin that were basically square. So our should be basically square. Why should we be more frum than Moshe Rabbeinu? So this is a question, that the post can deal with. Rosh Hashanah thought that it wasn't necessary, and I think therefore he would probably say, when it says, Chazal says, daven to the east, to the Yerushalayim means b'erech. It Doesn't mean like, so if you're diving at the kotel, you know, you're diving at the kotel, it's, you know, you're diving straight. Everybody's diving straight. So if you're diving with a minyan, that's everybody's diving towards the Makom HaMikdash to the left, so certainly you should do that. But if you're davening in the minyan, everybody's diving straight, and you're davening to the left, it looks a little bit weird. So again, should that dissuade you of doing it? If it's held to Kiyum D'oraisa, maybe it doesn't make a difference. They're making a mistake. Or no, maybe not. Maybe the Gadol, this is, you know, connected, your Mikdash, you know, we don't know exactly where it was. And then even if you do know exactly where it was, it's the Gadol, it's enough. So these are different approaches. I think the mainstream approach is to say that, you know, you have to be, you know, quote unquote, normal. They have a story with the Rav, the Rav Ganak, apparently in his shul in Englewood, they laid out the plans, and then they realized that it was mamash in the opposite direction. So he asked the Rav what to do, and to redo the plans, you have to pay the architect, the big Hefsid Maruba, and the Rav said, yeah. So if I'm not mistaken, it was mamish in the wrong direction. It was like, you know, that was the west instead of the east. Would he have said that also north and versus northeast, things like, you know, I don't know, but like I said, Rosh Hashanah seems to be very makbid. I know it was a little scene, Alav Shalom wasn't makbid. In the old Yisrael Medrash, Rabbi Blau would daven straight, and Rav Shechter would daven into the, you know, to show different approaches. Okay. Rav Shlomo Zalman does point out that when you do Modim to Rabbanan, so you have to bow down, and that's the Medina de Gemara, so he thought that too should be Chivun Eretz Yisrael. So that's when in Derech Chazal Shas people are in all sorts of directions, he thought Modim should be Chivun Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Sif Beis. So if you're not davening towards Israel, at least have your face towards Israel. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should, if you can't be chaven, at least have your face towards that, towards Israel, towards Mikdash. And then he says that we always faced east, which is interesting because, again, like I said, it's not really east if you're in certain parts of Europe. Certainly if you're in Eastern Europe, it's more south. But okay. The Ramah says an interesting thing. If east or Yerushalayim is exactly where the sun rises, you don't want to look like you're davening towards the sun. So therefore, what should you do? So you should move it a little bit. Should move it. So here you see that it doesn't seem like it's such a critical thing that it's exact. Because here, in order to make sure that it doesn't look like we're diving to the sun, we're moving, the way where we dive in a little bit. So it's a chara raya. They don't speak exact. The Gemara of Basra says that if you dive towards the north, you become wealthy. To the south, you become wise. The mizuk. So here, it's exactly what it means exactly. Shlomo Zalman says it just means during that bracha, if you're davening for, you know, chokhma, so you're davening baruch aleinu, you should have it in that, you know, direction. But the pashas is that you're davening the whole Shemona Asrei a little bit off from the regular, you know, tzibur, because you want to be, you know, mashir, you want to be machim, which again might be a raya for Rav Shachter, that maybe it's not so critical to daven a little bit. It's not like you're davening the opposite direction of the tzibur, you're just davening a little bit, you know, to the north, a little to the south, so maybe it would be legitimate then to daven a little bit towards Eretz Yisrael if the Beis Medrash isn't, or Beis Knesset isn't exactly Mechoven. But either way, there is a debate, Lamaisa, what this means. Is it that you daven with the Tzibur, and then you just push your head towards, you know, north or south, or you daven towards north or south, and you put your head towards the Tzibur? The Mishmura says that you're davening with the tzibur, you're just, your head is towards the north and the south. Anyway, lemaisa, there are those who are makpid on this as well. I never understood it really. You know, you're gonna be wealthy or be wise. What's the shayla? You know, I'm saying, I don't know. You know, okay. You know, there's people have shnei shulchanos, but like, do we really, is wealth really our life goal?
Then you get wealth, you know?
If you're wise, you can also have a right. Okay, the seder. Okay, questions, comments? Right. Mish any yokal chavin ruchos, si chavin livo lo yishmaim. If you don't know the exactly where you are, you should daven, you know, to Kash Baruch Hu, and just think about Kash Baruch Hu, think about the Mikdash. Hirochev al chamor ain't tzarich. Direction, meaning if you don't have a, on your phone, you don't have a little compass. Again, if you know a little bit about astronomy, you can figure it out on your own. But if you don't, yeah, maybe you don't know enough about where the sun rises and sets. It's a cloudy day. I don't know. I think it means the direction. Okay, you're on a cruise ship. Seder. You're saying because you can't even if you have a compass, it's not going to help you because it's always. It's just moving. The ship is moving. I hear that. Okay. I didn't realize that. The big ships move so much.
Okay. You should go on cruises then.
Okay, different approaches to that. Okay. The Seder. And if you're, you know, traveling on a plane to Eretz Yisrael, so you'd have it forward. If you're coming from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, I don't know why you do such a thing, but if you're traveling, then you would dive in towards the back of the plane, right? Meaning, again, it's not exact, because sometimes it doesn't go, like, it's not a straight line, they usually go more north, but the gadol, you should try to the chavin, if you can, the seder.
Meaning, I know Rav Shechter, Dafka says you should not leave your seat. But if it's the right side, maybe it's reason to get out of your seat.
Right. She's saying that, you know, getting, diving with the tzibur on a plane could cause a big chil Hashem. And, you know, we're going to get, hopefully today, Mr. Shem, we get to davening sitting down, your yotzi davening sitting down. You're retaining that if it's a kim d'oraisa, maybe really you should get up and turn around, you know.
Yeah,
for,
I don't do that.
Yeah. If it's really a chil Hashem, probably not. But if you can, it would be
an echana. I think on every point about going north.
Yeah.
If you look on a globe, that is going straight.
Uh-huh. Oh, it is going straight? Okay.
If you go on Google Maps, you'll see that, like, you have to go northward. That's considered straight.
That is going straight. Pesader. Okay. Thank you. Dalit. So here too, you know, you could get off your donkey. We don't make you get off your donkey. Apparently, getting off your donkey is going to make you a little bit, you know, tzimish. You're very stressed to go. If it's easy to stop, it's one thing. But if you're stressed, so that we don't make you do that, again, it shows it's not so critical, it seems like. As we saw, derech hiluchah. V'chein im haya v'sfina al-kavi karon, case of a boat. Im yachal amel omed. V'im lav yoshev v'kom v'spal. Exactly your point. That you sit down and you daven. O im haya holich v'ragel v'spal derech hiluchah. Im in v'adam v'negi v'rushalayim. Afilu shalom v'makom sakana. Im yamud yisfal yakshem v'enav yichur adarko. Like I said, you're going to be stressed if you end up coming off the stopping and turning towards Jerusalem. It all depends on circumstances. Sometimes it's no sweat. You're going to take a break for a bathroom break, and you'll have a mincha. But if you're stressed, and it's dangerous, again, it's a different reality. It's traveling, you know, it's dangerous because of car accidents. It's not dangerous because, you know, if you stop, someone's going to mug you. It's not, you know, usually the circumstance. Yeah, strictly speaking, you can say Shmona Esrei while you're walking. We don't do this today. We don't do this. If you're driving the car, you certainly can't because you're tarud in the driving, I think. But that's not something I'm going to say that. But if you're just walking, it's different. You know, if you're a passenger in a car, so you can say it's sitting down. Again, it's better to stop and stand if you can. But if you can't, you can't. Well, you're in a bus. You know, the bus is not going to stop. Some say you should stand dafka for avos. Like I said, I think today we don't really rely on this in terms of walking while you're davening. It's very rare that we'll allow this. But sitting down, you know, on a plane or on a bus, you know, is certainly relevant. Pardon? It could be you're stressed, you have to travel that quickly. It's not dangerous, but you have to, if it gets dark, once upon a time it got dark, you're stuck on the road, you'd be stuck. It wasn't like, you can keep on driving when it's dark. It's a different reality. Later. Again, the whole idea of Kavanah is, central for us. So we try to have as much Kavanah as we can. So if you have more Kavanah sitting, so then we tell you to sit. If you could stand just to bow down, stand for avos, stand for the end. Take 3 steps backward. That's ideal. You can't. If you're sitting, it's better to stand at that point if you can. And if it's not, you're not able to, or you're sick, or whatever, so you can't. Horse, you take 3 steps back, as if you're like davening, you know, 3 steps back. I guess in a wheelchair, you know, somebody can like, you know, wheel you back a little bit and wheel you forward to show that you're talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Gives you kavana, taking 3 steps back, gives you that perspective that, you know, you're doing something important. You're about to start a conversation with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what you do. Good question, yeah.
Let's say you're sitting in an airplane seat. You don't have room to stand the entire time.
Right.
But should you make an effort, even if it's really uncomfortable, to bow?
Yeah, it sounds like you try to stand to bow for you know, the elbows, and for them. If you can, if it's not going to disturb the person next to you. So interesting discussion here in the Tirshu. If you're going to be traveling at night, so you can daven ma'ariv early, daven ma'ariv from Tzlag Mincha. You can daven standing. But once you're on the road, you won't be able to. You have to be sitting. So Chaim Kanevsky says it's better to daven early to stand. So apparently standing is a very important thing. It's better to daven at an earlier time. And likewise, the discussion of, you know, davening ma'ariv late. You're in a car. You're going to get to your destination after Chatzos Laila. You try davening before Chatzos. So should you daven sitting before Chatzos or standing after Chatzos? And here, Shlomo Zalman says daven sitting, because Chatzos is very critical. And Reb Chaim Kanevsky says here too, you should daven after Chatzos, standing. The question how to weigh these very various factors. Davening after Chatzos, is that more important than davening standing up or less important? Interesting discussion. Cholem is parallel filu shokev atzido, a person who's sick. Again, it doesn't mean you have a cold. It means if you have the flu, you can't get out of bed. So then you can daven even lying down. Lying down is worse than sitting because it's more gaivadik daven lying down. If you're lying down, you're stuck. Again, if you can't have kavana, you're in excruciating pain, you shouldn't daven at all. Because even though we don't have so much kavana, but at least we have some kavana. For instance, vamish in pain, he's positive in tefillah. Because he can't have kavana. But if he is just lying down in bed, you know, he has the flu, he can't get out of bed. But he's able to have kavana, so then he should daven. V'im ef shalo lispal mikolakom yahar belibo shenemar imu levavchem amishkavchem. So if you can't daven, at least you should say it in your head. You shouldn't be motzi mipeiv. That's a machlokas rishonim. Does hirur kedivur work? It's interesting that Ramah brings this up because the pashtus we hold on like this. Shmura says efshar yadiriotze. Efshar yadiriotze. So do you do tefillin dov after? Maybe it's better to do tefillin dov after. But I'm not sure if people actually do this to Mahar Belivo if they can't daven, you know, with their mouth. If you're lying down, it's better not to lie down, you know, on your back or on your stomach. Lie on your side. It's more mechubed. And they say if you're on your back, if you have pillows or you're sitting in a hospital bed, then it's not like lying on your back. That's brought down in the poskim. Again, if a person is able to stand up for the ishtachavios, for the krios, that's better. But sometimes you can't. If you can't, you can still daven lying down. Is that a question? There is a question also there that if it's been stire, that it could be if you don't have kavana, you're pater also. It's a discussion. It's an hill. Most areas of halacha, we don't have this. Meaning, it happens by sukkah, mitzvah is pater. It could be by tefillin, it could be by tefillah. You're not able to do the mitzvah, you're just not bar halchi. Okay, Zion. Mishi yishla anasi mikana mikana misara shemi yafsiku tefillah so yafsi mikmecha yishu mikol mispal. A person is afraid to, you know, you're sitting on your plane and you have your computer there and you're afraid if you go to the back to daven, you don't want to start, you can't daven in the aisle. Strops, you want to go to the back, you're afraid that people are going to take your computer or whatever. So then you should just daven where you are. Again, on the plane, you might anyway choose to daven where you're sitting out of concern that you're going to. Once I was on a plane and I was saying Kaddish. So I don't really follow up Shachter, but so I was saying Kaddish, I thought maybe I should daven with a minion. So I wasn't going to organize it, but they already organized it, so I joined in. And then Akash Baruch Hu paid me back because I was standing in the back. Apparently, they got permission. And they got permission, and it was like they tried not to disturb anybody. But it was right by the bathroom, and a woman tried to come out of the bathroom. He just said Baruch Hu. So we davened Ma'ariv. The woman was stuck there for 15 minutes. Of course, they davened, you know, 15, 20 minutes. You know, it wasn't like, you know, 12 minutes. So I felt like, oh yeah, I should have started. But I was saying Kaddish, and I felt like, whatever. Anyway, the Seder. If Shechter would tell me, you know, it's a bigger schluss for the Neshama, you know, not to serve anybody than to say Kaddish on the plane. Anyway. Okay, Veseder. Weiter.
How much weight does this have of Lepisha Inda Tomi Yushevet?
So again, it's hard to know. We, you know, in our day and age, we don't have so much Kavanah anyway. So we're not going to say a person who comes out and travels, you know, comes in from, he has to wait 3 days to leave his daf. It's not true because we don't have so much Kavanah. But if a person's mamish in pain, yeah, so I say a person's like, you know, really in pain. It's different, you know. It's hard to know exactly this year. You know, we're supposed to say we don't have so much Kavanah, but we should try to have as much as Kavanah as we can. What does that mean, though, the Maisim? I'm not exactly sure. Ches, Jesus zar shalom lismoch atzmo la'amur o la'chaveru b'shas tefila. Since you have to stand on your daven, if you're leaning on something excessively, so then you're not considered halakhically standing. So the general approach is that if you're leaning on something to such an extent that if it was to be taken away, you'd fall, then it's not called standing. This is also again we're holding for Yom Kippur. So vidui has to also done amida l'chatchila. So if you're pushing all your weight on people on Yom Kippur, like bend over on the shtender. So if you're leaning on the shender and if the shender moves, you fall, that's a halamida. You have to be standing. You have to be standing. So here's a question. And also, it's not mechubad. It's not mechubad. So if you're a balbasar, it's hard for you, so you lean a little bit, so then it's not a chisar on the cover because, you know, it's hard for you. But all things being equal, you should stand not touching, not anything. Yeah, it's hard. If it's hard, it's hard. Again, if you're liquor, then you can dive in sitting or even lying down. But if you want to stand, so you should stand. If you touch a little bit, just to hold you, just a concern of kavod. But here, it's not a concern of kavod because you're doing it, it's hard for you to stand. That would be okay. Okay. Tess. Mishu chukhuk is palm yushu. This is a fascinating sif in Shulchan Aruch. The way the Shulchan Aruch presents this whole simon is that if you're stuck, you could sit. And then it says, but if you had to sit, you sat sitting on the plane because you wanted to disturb anybody. Now you got off the plane, you can still daven. Still on tefillah. Daven again. Daven again. That's Chaber sounds like you're daven again. It sounds like it's really the effort to sit. We don't hold like this. Mishmur points out we hold that you're Yotze, and we don't daven again. We don't daven again. Some Sephardi poskim say, the Chaber says, daven again. So the video safe says, pass daven again with the Tanai Nadav. But we don't hold like that. We hold that you're allowed to daven sitting down. In terms of the issue I mentioned before, like, you know, should you daven sitting down with Zman Ma'ariv or should you daven Ma'ariv early? So here you get the impression that davening sitting down is really b'di'evit. So maybe it's better to daven early, you know, than to daven sitting down with Zman. This is part of the cheshbon. But we hold the halacha, your yotze, if you daven sitting down, you don't have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. And we try to stand if we can. But for various circumstances, travel, illness, and the like, you daven sitting down, and you don't say in that circumstance. The Ramah adds on here, Umisha Baba Dech Vusamo Kumalon, Yimachal Yisalik Benadech, Makam Shalif Sikenu, Ovei Dachim Yisalik Shamil Yisparal, Pumalon Shal Dechavim. You know, when we're speaking about a Mullen of Dechavim, we're not talking about Howard Johnson. He's not talking about the Hyatt. It's talking about you go into a guy's house and you're living there in their house. So they have all their, you know, idols, you know, there. It's not a question of Azar, it's a question of, you know, being disturbed. So it's better to daven outside than daven in the guy's house. Well, try to find a quiet corner in the mullen of the guy. And here Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he talks about davening in a reform shul. So it's not accepted to daven in the shul. You can daven in the social hall, you make a chasana, you can daven there. But to daven in the shul, we assume that it's not appropriate because it's not a makom that we want to be davening in. And also if it's a makom pritzus, you shouldn't be davening there. Hard to know exactly. You know, I davened in a shul for a couple of years. that was we rented. It was actually rented from the fire department. They had a fire, and so they would sometimes rent the shul, you know, for parties and for all these other things. We only shul that had Christmas lights, because, you know. Anyway, so it wasn't kfiyas, you know. They would rent it for all sorts of social events. I don't know if it's exactly pritzus. It's not exactly pritzus, but
my grandmother had when she had a shul in the Bronx that he's like that these Chabad bachurim used to come to.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a Chabad of Parkchester, and he was in a mosque.
In a mosque, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, a mosque is different than in a church. There are all these discussions in a church. It was like probably downstairs. It wasn't in the
base
tefillah.
Yeah.
It was in a hall downstairs, in a room downstairs. Okay. So that's chutzlars. What can you do? you know, now we have the Abraham Accords. We have, you know, Achtus. And, you know, we're coming to Yemos
Mashiach. On some of these cruises, they have a non-denominational room.
Yeah. So can you daven in a non-denominational room? Yeah, sometimes in airports they have non-denominational rooms. So it's not true about that. Yeah, I think the minhag is that people assume that's okay. I mean, I don't know. Are there sometimes it looks just like a room. There's no.
There's
no
purpose.
If it's just a room, that's for sure okay. If they have a lot of crosses there, so it's probably better to dive in somewhere else. You know, certainly not in the direction of the crosses. You know. No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
My high school was in a church for a very long time.
Is that right?
Sorry.
Is that right in where in
San Diego?
And
then buying it and then converting the sanctuary into shul for a long time and like got right next to the church, and it was the weird experience.
It's strange, right? Okay, usually it's the opposite direction. You go to the Bronx, all the shuls, Rachman Islam, became churches. So in some neighborhoods, it's the opposite direction. It happens. Anyway, the Maisa, okay, there are discussions about that in terms of, you know, can you turn a church into a shul? Is it Maguna? Is it the discussions about that in the Poskim? But here it was a school. Okay. Anyway, can't get that right now. Lamaisa, it's clear that kavana is critical. And, you know, if you're davening the base akum is going to have less kavana, so you should daven outside if you can. Not, you can't daven outside. It's cold, whatever. You find the corner in a way that you're not going to be disturbed, and you'll try to have as much kavana as you can in your davening. Seder. Moving on to Simon Sadi. Hey. Kivun Evara Fishasa Tilo. Yhavin Raglov Zetel Zev Kivun Vikevan Shilu Shainam El Achad. You should keep your feet together as if you have one foot. Lidama Samalachim, the Khsiv and Raglayam Regal Yashara. Vikloma Raglayam Nirim Keregal Yashara. So in Kippur, we know we try to act like the Malachim. And all year, we also daven with one foot, if you will. Come on, Bracha Safyunim and Beis. This hopefully will, you know, enhance our kavana. All these things, you know, achreha levavos hapulos levavos nimshach hapulos nimshach levavos chinuch. So doing all these things is supposed to enhance our kavana. It's not ma'akev if you daven on a horse, your feet aren't together. But lechatchila you should daven that way. Even if you're sitting on a plane or in a bus, keep your feet together lechatchila. Again, somebody who has a hard time, so chola zaken, he doesn't have to be makbid on it. There is a discussion: if your whole foot, just your ankles or your whole foot. So mechaber sounds like it's korek al echad. Some rishonim have it that it's not necessarily like that. Again, it's usually easier to have at least your ankles, but ideally you should probably have your whole foot together. The continuation, you should walk three steps forward when you start davening. Today the minhag is to walk three steps back and then forward. Really, it's not necessary. Take three steps forward, and that's also a derech of kavod. You're approaching a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I saw the digital rights that Rav Moshe Feinstein and by Meir, if you take three steps before Kaddish, he thought the Kaddish was like beginning of Shemana
Esrei.
Three steps forward. We usually take three steps back and then forward. We're talking at the beginning of Shemana Esrei. The beginning of Shemana Esrei, three steps forward. What we usually do is that we want to be where we are. So we take three steps back in order to take three steps forward. Getting closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Base. So actually, Yoichof Roshem Ma'at Shiu Einav L'mat L'aretz. You should be looking downwards. You imagine you're in the Beis HaMikdash in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, all of this is to enhance our kavana. Al pi Kabbalah, you're supposed to keep your eyes closed. Some people do that, it enhances their kavana. Some people dafka follow in the sitter, that enhances their kavana. Whatever works for you, there's no absolute objective mahalach. Whatever enhances your kavana is what you should do. Mishmur brings down that before you start out with Rasa, you should look out the window to give you a little chizuk to think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, think about the heavens. Right, exactly. Gimel, meiniach yadav aliva kefusin perish kekshurin. Yemani says, should have your hands like this, your right hand on your left hand. That's how people would stand in front of a king. Today, that's not how you stand. Today, people stand, with their hands on their side, I guess. So the halacha l'chora, it's not an absolute halacha. If you want to hold on to your standard, whatever works for you. You shouldn't stand like, your hands on your hips, like, relaxed. You should be standing, with the certain amounts of ema and yira. Moshe brings down that you should chuckle, call out to Masai to Marnab. Again, that's not an absolute halacha. He said Moshe Feinstein, who was a Rav in Russia, he was once called in by the authorities, and it was almost like Sakana Safashas, and he stood there like a pole. And he said, after that, he started davening without chuckling. So that's how I stand in front of the authorities, so that's how I stand, so he stopped chuckling. Then whenever it has your kavana, again, it's probably hard for most of us to stay stationary, even if you daven 6 minutes, 7 minutes, it's very hard. Whatever it has to Shikovana. Yeah. No, within a certain gvul, you shouldn't be looking like Kaivitik. You should do whatever enhances your kavana.
I'm asking, so how does everybody approach these? Because it seems like these aren't specifically things that should enhance one's kavana. So why wouldn't Rebbe say just follow
these? If this hands is great. I don't know if the objective having your hand like this objectively is a derech that an Eved approaches his master today. I don't think anybody in Western countries, when they go speak to the prime minister, you don't have your hands, the right hand over the left hand over your heart. I mean, it could be that's more, maybe in... Again, you have to be normal. I don't think it's good to be the only guy doing that. It looks odd. It says here, Le'aniach yadav al-chalatzav ifnei shehu derech yura. So, chalatz yura to do something other people aren't doing. I think it's important to be normal. Your hips. Yeah, I don't think they daven that way. You should keep your feet together when you're doing Kedusha. And right, you should until after Atta Kadosh. During Yom Nirayim, we're holding it now, so there's a very long Vitein Pachtecha, etc. So the minhag is people don't keep their feet together. Then, but until Kedusha, ideally, if it's not hard, you should keep your feet together. You should take 3 steps back, stay there until you get to Kedusha, come back for Kedusha, and then after that, you can move your feet. Rusalvechik kept his feet together during the entire Chazaras Hashatz. He thought that there was a king of Tfilas Tzibur, you should follow along Chazaras Hashatz, so he kept his feet together, and that's the minhag of some of his Talmidim and Talmidim. The Seder. Again, this whole idea of keeping your feet together, Lashon HaMechaber, just for the record, it's tov. It's like a good thing to do, right? Tov l'chavin raglav. So it's not absolute chiyuv, but it's a good thing to do. And like I said, today, many people try to do it until after. Chavin raglav, that's a chiyuv. The question of Kedusha is tov l'chavin raglav. Okay. Just said, yeah. And then by Kedusha, you take 3 steps back to where you were, and then you wait till after Kedusha.
And your Shemoneh Esrei until after Kedusha?
No, you end the Shemoneh Esrei, you take 3 steps back. You wait, the Chatan starts, you stay there. When he gets to Kedusha, you take 3 steps forward, you say Kedusha, and then you can move your feet.
You take 3 steps forward before?
Yes.
And then you take Kedusha, and then what?
And then you can move your feet. Okay? Okay. The only thing I mentioned is that they say you should wait until you finish Hakel HaKadosh, until the Chazan finishes Hakel HaKadosh. Not just after Yimloch, wait another, usually it's another 30 seconds or 10 seconds. But during Yom Narayim, it's a little bit longer, so then I think it's a little, you know, it's hard to ask somebody to keep their feet together until after Melech HaKadosh during Rosh Hashanah Kippur, which is very long, it's very hard.
After that point, can you sit? Like, what's the...
No, so we'll see later in Shulchan Aruch the different approaches. Many people sit. Some of them make a stand. Yeah.
You're also saying, let's say you're not waiting until Kedusha. Mm-hmm. Wait until Kedusha starts. Yeah, it's like, after Lachar, it's more in general. I've heard that down.
I thought it was, but I don't remember. Well, hopefully we'll get to it. I don't know. Peseder. Tezvav. Kshu mispalu yochaz biyadu tefillin v'lo ilasapir b'chizfei HaKodesh. You shouldn't hold things when you have daven. Tefillin you're not wearing. You're having mincha, you're holding tefillin. You don't want it to drop. It's going to take away from your kavana. You shouldn't hold gemara. You shouldn't hold a bowl full of fruit. Your phrase is going to fall. You shouldn't hold your wallet. If it's for your davening, right? The person is, davening with a luluf, because his minhag is that his entire davening he holds a luluf. That was the minhag of Anshe Yerushalayim. So then it's mutter. The post can bring down this is not only for Shemana Asrei. They extend it to because Kriya Shema to Pesukah D'Zimra. You shouldn't be davening holding things. Sometimes you don't have a choice. You have a baby. The baby's crying, so you hold the baby. What can you do? For all things being equal, you shouldn't be davening holding a baby because it's something you're. It takes away from kavana for your tefillah. The first thing we bring down also, you shouldn't even have things strapped to you. You shouldn't have a knapsack on. You shouldn't have a camera, strapped onto you. You should be davening, just davening. And being at home, trying to mechavin as much as you can. Again, sometimes it's not possible. If you're a chayal, you're a soldier, you have your gun. Put your gun down, you're going to be scared to take it. If you have a computer, a laptop, and you're davening in a bus station, so, if you put it down, you're going to have very much kavana, so it's better to have your computer on you. But all things being equal, if you can, you should take off the things strapped onto you. You shouldn't be holding things, etc.
Is that what I mean? We have a chash that people do silly things?
Why not? Usually it's not in shul. Usually it's in, elsewhere. The Seder. The Mishnah brings out if a sefer fell while you're davening Shemona Esrei and it bothers you, so you have to stop Shemona Esrei and go pick it up if it bothers you. Or you can point to somebody to tell. Say, likewise, if you forgot the halacha, you forgot Yalav Yavi, you have to go back. You don't have to go back. You're allowed to go to the shelf and take out a Mishnah Berurah and figure out whether or not you're tzmakev. Some of those people can even go ask somebody. You can't even palpable the halachas, but you can ask, what's the din? It's also mutter. The Piskei Tshuvas here has a whole arichas about telephones. It was written about 15 years ago. It's terrible. People start davening from their telephones, and it says here, Shachanach, you can't hold things when you daven. So now, when here people today on your iPhone, you have the tefillah, right? You have the whole. In fact, you don't even have to remember it. Yes, you have it. No, you only have it. Like if it's Rosh Chodesh, you're like includes it. It's like amazing. So he thinks it's a terrible thing. The problem is that sometimes people are, davening, quote unquote, and they're also checking their email. So you have to know yourself. If you're, able to use it as a sitter, then it's a sitter. If you have a Yetzirah, or if it's going to start shaking, and every time you get an email, so then it's not appropriate to have a phone that's going to be. Indicating that messages came in and the like. That's obviously the wrong thing to do. You're davening. The Seder. It's interesting, the piece of truth is there. He says that if it's something, some first people have attention deficit disorder, so they like playing with things. So he said if it enhances your, davening to play with your pen or whatever, that's mutter. That was interesting. I wasn't so sure that was obviously true. Meaning, I would think that if you're going to be the president, so you have a attention deficit disorder, shkoyach. You're not going to sit there in front of the president with your, spinner. You know what they call those spinners? You're not. Gonna, it's past it. That was a very big chiddush. I'm not so sure why he thinks the Piskei Tshuvas. The Piskei Tshuvas says that. He thinks the whole point is trying to distract from your kavana, and here's enhancing your kavana. So I hear that. But lamaisa, it's pasnit to stand in front of a melech with a spinner. I'm saying, you know.
I don't know. Like, you might, if somebody has ADHD, like, there might be, like, a girl, she might be, like, you know, fiddling with their hair the whole time. And,
okay,
like,
it's a little different if you're, you know, if you're twitching a little bit, that's one thing. But to have a toy, I don't know. To me, it's
also an issue.
Other people also, the Seder. Mutter lechos machzav tefilas of yado. You can hold a sitter, even though you shouldn't hold a sefer. However, the toves soich tefila atzma lo tarid. Dumia the lulav vishum lekichas of mitzvah. Right? Umikom akom im lo haya v'yado kodem shehitzkel yachzor acher v'tefila litla. You shouldn't pick up the sitter if you didn't. If you started without it, you shouldn't pick it up again. I think it means you didn't think you needed it. If you obviously you know by heart, and then you get stuck at the next, you know, so of course you can pick it up. And then can I makom yuchad shehu muchan as muchan lito l'tachat tefila kedei lispal. If it's there to you to pick it up, it's right in front of me this month. This is Seder. Questions, comments? Yeah. So it's a function of what enhances your kavana. Some people, they close their eyes, they have a lot of kavana. Some people close their eyes, they think about, you know, what's for lunch. There's another post you can bring down that it's a skula to have kavana by davening from a sitter. It depends. It really depends. You know, I think one of the chassidish rebbeim said that if you want to know that this rebbe is for real, ask him for a skula for kavana. And if he gives you one, you know he's a fraud. Because you can't have there's no such thing as skulas. You know what I'm saying? So you have to. The Seder. Weiter. Lo yigahek, you shouldn't burp. Lo yipahek, you shouldn't yawn. Motzi gufo fiv, that's yigahek, you shouldn't burp. Lo yifahek, you shouldn't yawn. Yimsarek lahafayek, we talk onus. If you have an onus, you have to yawn or even have to burp. Yenich yadal piv, you should put your hand in your mouth. Shalatir kapisichaso, you shouldn't keep on davening. You should wait till you finish the burp. Yizarsh lo yenich yadal al santayro b'shas, you shouldn't sit davening with your hand on your chin like, you know, Gaivitik. To have a gasus ruach. Derech gasus ruach.
Why?
In a guy like this.
Your beard?
Yeah, stroking. Yeah, stroking your beard. I don't know, stroking your beard would be different. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Right.
The philosopher, you know, sitting there. Also, the lorok. You shouldn't spit when you daven. E'ef shaloh shaloh yorok. So we usually have tissues, but if you need to spit, you don't have a tissue, you have phlegm or something, so you can spit on the side. So on the side, he doesn't say, he says backwards. You turn, you know, totally behind you. And the Ramah says, you certainly shouldn't. Spit in front of you. You're talking to Kosh Baruch. You can't spit. So best spit behind you, or to your side, to your left side. Add the kaman. Shahovik pan of tzad smol. When you take 3 steps back, you first bow to the left. So it sounds like Kosh Baruch is on the left. Shu yamin shal Kosh Baruch Hu. Yesh lomad atam kevin shu beolam liyard zeshchina lamata miyasara im kein ina shchina kinegan espar lufika chalku kovin liyamin didei berikika shu b'shas tefila. Aval kishas posiyas shas posiyas adam mirach yatsman makam tefila. So small. So he's trying to explain why when he takes 3 steps back, you dafka first back to the left, and here it says you should dafka spit to the left. So when you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is lo yard d'shchina, so you spit to the left. When you take 3 steps back, then you dafka bow to the left, which is to the right of Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you will. Okay, Pizeder, Lamaiza, we don't spit usually. If you have spit, you put it in your tissue, and that's that. If you have to spit, then you should wait, you know, a few seconds before you continue davening. It shouldn't be like you're spitting and talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu at the same time. It's not derechas. All these things are supposed to enhance our, you know, awareness that we're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu and enhance our kavana ultimately. Gimel, ein lin goa v'davar mos v'tefila. You shouldn't touch something. Sorry, those are my notes. Yimkina oksaso. You shouldn't touch a kina. You shouldn't touch a most thick thing. You know, you're going to squeeze a bug. Your hand's going to get blood on it, or the juice from the bug. etc. So you have to keep your hands clean throughout your davening. If your hands are dirty, so you can try to clean them, like we mentioned last time, with midi dimimki, which we don't really understand, because you have them on your shirt, etc. Vaiter im nishmat talizo nimkomo yochel lemashrish lechziro avalo nafal kulo eina yochel achzer. If your talis fell off, you shouldn't pick it up. You're to interrupt your davening. If it just fell off a little bit, you're still on you. Fundamentally, you can put it back on. If it fell off totally, so to stop is not, it's past nit. Stop davening to pick it up. Somebody else can pick it up and put it on you. Again, if it's really bothering you, l'chara, it'd be no worse than a sitter. If it's really bothering you, your towel's on the ground, your face wouldn't stand on it. But ideally, you shouldn't have it. Just one second. Question?
So this is a hectic, but picking up a paper that bothers you is not?
So like I said, if it really bothers you, then you should. Stop. Hey, hanosim asuyal kaseifa b'giyah zman tefila pachos me'arba l'kavin mafshila achorav. If you have a knapsack and you can't take it off, as I said before, you should take it off ideally. If you can't take it off, so if it's not so heavy, it's 5 liters, let's say 5.5 liters, volume, so then you can daven with it. Arba kavin minicham al gabe karkam is pal. If it's very heavy, very large, then you should put it down. Again, it's interesting because it sounds like here, lechat chilu, you have to take it off. I'm wondering how that fits with what I said before. I would think that all things being equal, you should take it off regardless. But I'm not 100% sure.
Mishnah Berurah writes, the mashboi shel arba kavim in habim in hemalav imatim kamaratel.
Right. I saw the Ishi Yisrael says, L'chadchil, you should take everything off. Rosh Hashanah writes that also. Only if it's hard. So if it's hard, if it's small, you don't have to take it off. If it's hard and it's large, you take it off anyway. Ms. Zeder, just try to finish the next sim if we can. I don't know if we can, I'll try. Tzarek Shiyelo Kavana V'Tzilasa. I'm responsible for having Libel Kpeirish Amilos. You have to know what you're saying. It's a lot of good translations. You should understand the words. Imagine you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you're doing. You should purify your thoughts, think about Kadosh Baruch Hu, and think about your davening. If you're talking to a minister, you would think what you're going to say and articulate yourself clearly. It's amazing how we daven so quickly. Imagine you had an appointment to ask her something. You start talking a middle miles an hour, it's a busha. You have to stop in slowly. Again, I wish I did the same. I don't think I do this either. But it's you have to try to dive in appropriately. Fine. V'chein hu osim v'chassinim anshei ma'isa hayu mevodudim v'chavdim tefilosam ad shehu megiv l'hispashus k'ashim. These people would meditate. These kabbalists call chasichli. Actually, megim karav l'mailas nevua. Ideally, davening is mamish, a way of communicating with Kadosh Baruch Hu, similar to to prophecy. Tavu lo machshava acheres tefila yishtok ad shetismat machshava. Tzarech sheyachshav v'dvarim nichinim alev v'chabdim zol v'shemayim liyachshav v'dvarim sheishem kalus rosh. Should be ideally trying to think about Kadosh Baruch Hu. There is no question in Lamdus. Reb Chaim thought that if you don't have kavana, you're davening. Standing in front of Hashem, you're not davening at all. It's ma'akev. Chazanish says it's impossible. Who davens like that? Nobody would be yotzi davening. So you try. You do the best you can. Avos seems more significant. But, I think we assume you're yotze. You should do the best you can. I think Rabbi Tal once said that he davens all year in order that one time over the course of the year he'll have kavanah. You have to be realistic. The Rishami says the Amoraim, great Amoraim, had problems with Kavanah. We all have problems. What we can do is to enhance our Kavanah. We can try to have it slowly. We can try to come early, come on time, try to prepare ourselves. All the things, like I said before, of how you dress, how you approach it, affects how you daven. Every word. Okay. The action of Kavanah Tzvila Romus Akel. Shiflus ha'adam, yasu kaldunig ha'adam, b'liba, v'asu ha'adam l'nashik barav, ha'ktani v'esknesses. The Rambam explains you can't kiss your children, k'lei l'kpoa b'liba, sh'ina ha'avak ha'avas ha'makam. This is a famous halacha, you shouldn't kiss your children in shul. Rav Moshe Shapiro, from the YU library, is Daniel Shemin's father-in-law, he wrote a very nice article in the Kasonis Yosef, a book that was dedicated in memory of Rabbi Winevsky, who was in the yeshiva for many years, in the 60s, the 70s, and until the 90s. He was a big Talmud Chacham, was blind, so after he didn't have a family, after he passed away, they wrote a Sefer Zikaron, Kasonis Yosef. So he writes, he brings an interesting discussion there. He quotes Rav Moshe Fein, says, it's mutter to kiss your kids in shul. Seems to be a question, what exactly the significance of this is. Is it a Kasonis in Avos Hashem? Is a chasaron and covered base of knesses. We know the Sfarim are often kiss the rabbi's hand. It's very mukomal. And that seems to be accepted. If there's a kid who's crying, so it's pasha that you can kiss him. You know, we want the kid to calm down so you can daven. But to kiss your kid stam in shul, the Rama says not. I think many people practice this. He brings there, it's a very nice article, I'm not summarizing it, you know, appropriately, but he brings there Rosh Zalman, that Moshe Feinstein kissed his grandchildren in shul. Anyway, Lemaisa. Yeah, similar. The Mishmur here brings a famous piece where he speaks about you shouldn't bring kids to shul if they're going to disrupt, and it's a terrible thing. Lemaisa, many people bring young kids to shul. They want to have a little bit of chinuch, but you have to always be mischashev in the tzibur. If the kid is crying, take him out. If the kid, bring him in to kiss the Sefer Torah, bring him in for a few minutes. But you have to obviously be mischashev in the tzibur. But in many shuls, they do are willing to have a little bit of noise with some of the kids for the sake of chinuch. But they're different, you know, minhagim in different places. You have to follow the minhag of the shul you're at. You shouldn't daven in a place where you don't have kavana, or a time when you don't have kavana. A place would be a place that has some bad smelling things. Even though it's not necessarily a problem of silkas tefillah in terms of, you know, it's not tzoa. You just, you smell some, you know, they're making beer. It smells. So if it distracts you, you shouldn't daven there. And likewise, if you just came in from a journey or you're really upset, you got in a fight with somebody, you had a car accident, so you're very far hit, so you shouldn't daven. Wait till you have a time that you're able to mechave.
What are you
going to miss about? So if you're going to be this man, so, you know, oh, we don't have so much kavana anyway, so I would tell you to daven in our day and age. With the minion, it really depends. The riskers might tell you that it's better to daven with kavanah, not with the minion. It makes a lot of sense, you know. Again, it really depends how fair you are. Some people, you know, take a deep breath, and that's it. For some people, it takes them 2 hours to calm down. It really depends what happens, you know. But if you're really not going to have any kavanah, so then it makes sense to, if you're not going to discuss one tefillah, I would tell you to miss tefillah with tzibur, to daven with kavanah. If you feel you're not going to have kavanah later anyway, because you're so upset, you're going to be upset for 2 weeks. So then you might as well dive in now. Just 1 second.
What was that word you said?
Yeah, the person's very worked up.
We're like a wedding. It's like, I've like never, ever had...
Yeah, I don't know. When I go to weddings, I try to dive in later. Because, you know, it's very hard to have kavanah unless it's like at a chassan's tish, it's like a disclosed room. If it's like on the dance floor, forget about it. It's like mamish, you know... So if you daven later with a minion, that's great. If you daven later without a minion, even then, you know, if you have set an alarm to make sure that you'll be able to remember, they're certainly legitimate to do that. If you want to daven there, so it's also legitimate. Sorry, Rosh Zalman, interesting question. He was asked, you can daven, two choices. You can daven a minion, it's very tough kavanah, daven very quickly. You can daven a slower minion, but you'll have to leave early. So you're always going to say you're going to miss the end of davening, you'll miss Kriyas HaTorah. He says it's better to daven, you know, where you have more kavanah, which is an interesting psak. You know, it highlights the significance of kavanah in tefillah. Yeah, that's what he says. Even miss consuming Kriyas HaTorah is chavas tzibur. Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It's brought down in the Dirshu. Gimel, Yisparal derech tachnunim kirash v'vakesh pesach v'nachas. You should daven slowly, nachas, and derech tachnunim, like you're asking for something. Shlotira el kamasa v'vakesh dipay. It shouldn't be something you want to be yotzei zayin. You know, the Rav once said that the Americanish Yidin, they want to be up Kadavin. They don't want to daven. They want to be already davened. You know, so it's not ideal. Ideally, you should daven, you know. Some people say it's Ivan Ma'akev. It's Ma'akev Idevet. You have to daven Derech Tachtunim. The Mishmur says, you're Yotze. But you really should try to daven derech tachtunim. That's what davening is about. So, you know, if you, like I said, if you look at the English translation and you say it, you know, quickly, you know, to somebody, it wouldn't make any sense. You have to daven derech tachtunim. We all have to. The Bali Musa say you should learn this simon once a week, simon tzariches, because it enhances your kavana. That's the tzach. Yeah. Okay. Halavai. Okay. Yeah, tefillah welcome korban. Shouldn't have outside kavanas. You should stand. Also enhances your davening. So the Chavar is telling us all the halachas of tefillah and how they're connected to korban. The korban. Ideally, you should have nice special davening clothing. The davening jacket and the like, just like the kohen, it's special clothing. But not everybody can afford it. That's what the Rav Chaver says. Today it's probably a little different. Okay, fine. It's different reality. There's a bathroom and the like. Hey, Al Yachshov, Roy, a person to say, oh, I daven the kavana, Hashem should answer my prayers. No, that's the negative iyun tefillah. You should say that if Akash Baruch Hu answers my prayers, it's because of his chesed, his rachamim. And I hope Akash Baruch Hu will answer my prayers even though I'm unworthy. Beseder, so a lot of important things here. Again, it's easy to learn, it's harder to actually do. We should be zocheh.